Welcome to the Chat Club Podcast, where you are not alone in your mental health journey. It's okay that you're not okay today. Where discussions on mental health challenges like anxiety, grief, interviews with people that deal with challenges in mental health. Also, discussions on positive coping mechanisms, positive motivation, self-help, a little hope, and thinking creatively. Remember, there's only one rule in Chat Club. Everybody talks about Chat Club. Take a seat, relax, and listen. Here is your host, Alan Hilchey.
Wishes to rename, be, you know, anonymous, so I respected her wishes. So basically we're going to go into this and rebuilding a relationship, and she's going to talk about some of the trauma that she dealt with in her relationships and just kind of go through a little different things that she went through, and hopefully this will help you with this episode, and hopefully you'll be able to see what kind of toxic relationship you're in and you need to get yourself out. So welcome, my guest.
Thank you.
So, here we are. We're talking. So, I'm going to let you do a lot of the talking because you need to get the story out to a lot of women that have been in the same situation or could be worse. So, I'm just going to let you talk about your where it all started.
Okay. I think the best part to talk about is getting out of the relationship. And the big thing is you're not alone. You may think you're alone, but you're not alone. And you gotta really realize that there's so many people out there that are willing to help you to get out of this situation. And I thought my life was over. I had left, actually my marriage had split up after 33 years, I believe it was. But he had lied probably the last 5 years. I know for a fact it's been the last 2 years for sure that I could prove. He was actually having an affair with my so-called best friend, who actually stood up in our wedding. So that was a hard task to deal with, and just trying to move on from there. And this happened 2 days before Christmas. So I was preparing for Christmas like nothing was wrong. Never seen anything writing on the wall. I listened to his lies. He manipulated me very well that year, but he thinks he did. I'm not going to say he did because there was a lot of things I figured out, but I kept quiet. And I can't really go into too much details there because there is a book coming out about this. So I am just going to say that he thought he was pulling the wool over my eyes, but really, I was preparing myself. And sometimes you need to be the actor, and sometimes you need to be the fool, so the fool gets fooled. So I think a lot of it had to do with that. I was in a very dark spot for a very long time. I was not happy in my marriage, and I was playing the role. I was playing the wife role and forgetting who I was. So the last 2-3 years, I really had no sweet clue who I was. I would have people say to me, well, you don't laugh anymore, you don't smile anymore, you don't do this, you don't do that, you're always constantly working, or you're constantly avoiding people. And I did. I avoided everybody. I did not go to functions. I did not go to family functions. My life was avoiding everybody because I was so scared somebody was going to catch on. In the back of my mind, I knew this marriage was over. I'm not gonna put bad things on him, because it takes two to make a marriage work. And I've learned over the last couple of years with therapy, and I'll be the first to say I have gone to therapy. I continue to go to therapy, not as much, but I still have my groups and I still go to my therapists and stuff like that. But it's not wrong to seek out help. And over the time, I've learned that it's not you. And a lot of things was, I didn't know who I was anymore. I didn't love myself. When I looked in the mirror, I can actually say I didn't love myself because I didn't know who I was anymore. I was a stranger looking back at me. Once I got out of the marriage, it was not an easy get out of the marriage. I come to find out that I am suffering from PTSD because of this marriage, because of the mental and the mental abuse and the financial abuse that he had put me through. Just begging for him to pay the bills. Come to find out he didn't pay the bills. He, guess he didn't think he needed to pay the bills. But just the lies, the cheating. Like, he told me he was away on a certain, I can't go into too many details, but he was away working on something. And it was 6 months. And it's funny because people were saying, there's no way, there is no way. But he was so good that he took pictures of where he was. Come to find out, they weren't actually where he was. They come to find out they were actually Google images and he stood in front of them. So that's how good he was. That's how, what a great little liar he was. And I said to him one time, I said, you should write a book on lying. But I said, then again, you wouldn't remember all the lies you said because he had said so many lies. But it took a while to get out, to start over. And it was not easy, and I'm not going to lie, it was not easy. I thought I failed. I blamed myself for a long time. And come to find out, after therapy and groups and stuff, I realized it wasn't me. Not saying it wasn't 100% him, but I tried. He didn't. He lied. He continued to lie. He continued to cheat. He continued to live a life that wasn't true. So it was difficult to look in the mirror and realize that my so-called best friend was sleeping with my husband at the time, which was a big slap in the face because I trusted her. I listened to him call her everything in the book and say that he didn't want this thing back in this house and not to trust her, and I wouldn't be left alone in the same room with her. And meanwhile, he's sleeping with her. So yeah, it was a very rough road for a bit. But I found myself. I took a long time to find me. I started doing things I like to do and went through a lot of ups and downs, and it was a long, tough road. But I want to tell women out there, and men, it's not just women, because I want to stress, it's not just women, it's men too that go through this, because both can be cheaters. And it's hard to hear that. It's hard to know that they've been lying and cheating and going in someone else's bed and then coming home to your bed. That is the most disgusting thing on the face of the earth. I lost all respect to people like that. Like, if you are that unhappy in a marriage, get out. Don't play these games. Don't play this mental game. Don't play this financial game. Because you know what? You're destroying a human being. And this human being was the mother of your child, your children. So don't turn around and do shit like this, because it's wrong. So I went to a lot of therapy groups. I actually did find out I was PTSD because of this. And my therapist has been working with me faithfully, and I've actually had one in my home community, and then I have one now because we had a change because of where I located. And it's been interesting. It's been a road that I want women to know, and men, that you can do it. Because I'm not gonna lie, it was not an easy road. I broke down quite a few times, and I can tell you right now, I called a very good friend of mine crying many times, especially when I had to go to court or I had to go deal with something else that he had pulled off. I would call him and I was ready to throw in the towel. I was that tired of fighting. I was just done. So I don't know where I got the strength, but I did get the strength and I continued on and I fought. And I fought was what was right for me. And there is days I shake my head and I think, how did I get this far? But then there's days I look and I'm like, you know what? I come from a long line of strong, amazing women. Like my grandmother, one of the strongest ladies you can meet. My mom, one of the strongest ladies I can meet. my aunts, my grandmother, like everybody that's around me has shown me strength. Complete strangers I have met in these groups, dear friends, coworkers, they would say, I cannot get over the strength you have. But I never ever understood that. And then I started doing little things for myself and starting to do, I would never get in a car and drive long distance by myself. Totally nervous. Last summer, hopped in the car, took off out of the province and went to another province. Had no idea what I was doing, but I did it. Was I nervous? Yes, I was nervous. But I found the strength inside me and did it and continues to do things. You gotta really look down and realize.
So when you talk about different things and you talk about your therapy and you talk about the support you had, were these friends that you blocked off and reacquainted yourself with, or were they with you the whole time?
I had a few that I would say have been with me from the start. And then I have some coworkers that have been very close to my heart, and they gave me the kick in the butt when I needed it. But I have one dear friend that has been with me from day one. She kicked me a couple times, a lot of tea on her deck, a lot of crying, and her telling me to pull up those big girl panties and get on with life. You've got so much more to live for. And I remember one day sitting on her deck, and I was just fed up. I was done. I was done with Cord. I was done with all the bullshit he was pulling. I was just done. And she looked at me and she goes, no, my friend doesn't give up. My friend continues and she's strong and she'll look back at this in a couple years and laugh. And I never understood that until this last couple years. And yeah, I'm laughing because things have changed. I'm living my life to the fullest now. People say how much I've changed and how much I laugh and smile now. And it's more finding me. I found out who I was, and I'm now starting to love the person when I look in that mirror. I actually can say I love that person now. And I did meet a very good friend on this journey who held my hands many times. I'd call all hours of the night, day, night, whatever, and be crying and saying, I can't do this anymore, I'm done, I'm finished. And this person would say, nope, you're not. You're not, you have the strength, you are strong. And one thing this person said to me, that I was a survivor, but now I was a thriver. And I never really understood that until after court. And after going through a lot of changes, I actually left my job of 20 plus years and started a new job, which was totally scary for me, I will tell you that, because I was so set in my ways. So that was a big thing too. So I want you to know that you can go, like, yes, you're going to have, like, I'm going to tell you, when I first started, my good days did not outnumber my bad days. Like, I can tell you right now, it was 7 days, 5 days, I spent crying, thinking, what the hell did I do? How did I get in this situation? How did this happen to me? How did I not see this? Which I did see when I stopped to look at it now. And after the therapy and stuff, I realized this was going on. I didn't want to realize it. So there is a difference. There is a big difference. You don't want to see it, but you really do see it. And I think it's the point of being stuck in your ways for so long and knowing that routine and knowing... I had the title of a wife and a mother. I didn't have a title as me. I had the title. And I didn't know any other title until I got out of this relationship. And then I realized, hey, wait a second. I am a person. I am an individual person. Yes, I'm a mom. Love my kids. Wonderfully. But that's not who I am. I am me. And that was a big, big thing. And this friend of mine that I met 3 years ago really showed me that side. It showed that, yes, you are a thriver. And the strong I have a lot of strongness in me, and I just didn't realize it. I think I was bottling it up for so long because I was so used to somebody saying, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do this. You can't do that. And I realized, you're damn right I can do it. And I'm continuing to do it. And now I have, I started sharing my story on TikTok. And this is where this podcast is coming from, because I had so many ladies and gentlemen contact me and say, we want to know more. We want to hear more. We want to know how you survived, how you continued, how you went on. And I'm sure we're going to probably do another podcast, but I will talk about my, I almost took my life. So because of all this situation, and I will go into more details on that one at the next podcast, but it was a very challenging time. And all I can say is you don't give up. You reach deep down in there and you get that strength, because everybody has that strength.
So you talk about the healing journey, and you talk about finding yourself again. And I've talked many times on my podcast about like hope and little things, and, you know, getting back to who you were and finding.
I have to interrupt you for a second. The hope and little things actually is one of my favorites. And I actually listened to that for a year straight. Every time I went to court, every time I went to therapy, every time I was having a bad day and I was coming home and I was just like, oh, I can't do this anymore, I would put Hope and Little Things in my car and listen to it.
So, okay, Hope and Little Things. She got me on that one. It's one of my podcasts that I have done previously. So when we get into the healing and your journey, and did you re-find yourself, like things that you used to do that identified yourself before you met this person? Like, did you find different things or reinvent new things or try new things? Like,
yes, I did. I started venturing out more. I wasn't scared to hop in the car, crank the music, and go. Didn't know where I was going. Half the time I ended up places I never expected to even. I found more places, more beaches in this last year and a half than I think I ever in my whole lifetime. And just, I went back to trying different hobbies that I never tried, but I always wanted to try. And I got that out, and I actually love it. Cooking. Used to love to cook. Kind of stopped cooking. Now I'm back. I love to cook. I love to be in the kitchen and create things. And just trying, like, I've got a bucket list now that I've been trying to mark off. And each time I'm marking a little bit off and a little bit off. And leaving my job, that was the biggest step of my life. Like, I have worked at this job for 20 plus years. And I thought, this is my life. This is who I am. This is who I related to. Was I nervous walking out that door? Oh, hell yeah, I was nervous. I was so terrified. But I look back at it now, and it's wonderful. It's the best move I ever did.
So when you get into the healing journey, and you talk about, I've talked about chapters in my podcast, the closing chapters and you know, prolonging the chapters. Do you feel that you're coming to a closure with all this stuff? Do you find that you're... I know there can be triggers, and I've talked about that in my podcast, and triggers can come up. Do you feel that you're more resilient and have a lot more coping mechanisms and more tools in your box to be able to endure those triggers? Because obviously triggers are going to come up, like the abuse and certain words that are said and certain things that are done in situations. Have you come across that, and how do you deal with it?
Yeah, I have come across quite a few triggers. And it's mostly, I would say, like certain words and comments and places. It's really strange, but places. And how strange that sounds, but a place. Or just maybe a TV show or a song. So now I'm learning through a lot of therapy and a lot of support from a lot of good friends that when I hear that, I think of something funny. I think of something stupid, and then I think, okay, I think of something bad that happened, and then like, okay, that's kind of behind me now. Or I do the 5-4-3-2-1 breathing exercise, where you find something, you breathe it, you smell it, you touch it, all those ones. So I use that quite often too. And sometimes I just call a friend and need to talk to them. Like my newest friend here, 3 years, he's hurt. They've hurt a lot.
So when we get into that, and I talked about it in my last podcast about the fixed mindset and the growth mindset, and I talked about the fix being the negative, and that was your old self being the fixed mindset that you knew what was going to happen and this is the way it was going to be. But it sounds to me that you're turning a leaf and you're getting into the growth mindset where you're trying to turn a lot of things into more positive things and rethinking a lot more things. And going through therapy is the goal of therapy, is to reconfigure your brain. How do you think that has gone for you?
I think it's gone actually really well, because when I first started going through this, there's stages of this, and I didn't understand the stages of separation and divorce, and I always thought that was kind of really weird until I started going through the stages. That you'll go through the grief, you'll go through the sadness, and you'll go through all these different stages. It's like losing somebody or losing you. And I never realized what that was. And now I feel like I'm past all that. And the negativity is not there now, because I avoid negativity. I avoid drama. I do not like either one of them. So now I get up in the morning and I tell myself, it's going to be a good day. And I find with my therapy, one of the things she got me to do was use a journal. So in the morning, you write down 3 positive things and 1 negative thing that you think is negative that morning, which most times it's not. So then when I come home at night, just before I go to bed, I look at the 3 things I wrote and the 1 negative thing. And the 1 negative thing usually turns into a positive thing, because it's not as big as you think it's going to be. And that could be the most silliest things. You could be having a bad day at work, or you have a doctor's appointment, or anything. But you look at it the opposite way, and you think, okay, this is pretty good. It was a great day out of all that. And the negative usually is positive at the end of it. So a lot of it is mindset, like you say. Like, mindset is the way to go. Like, anyone that says mindset is not real needs to try it, because it comes down to how you think and what you think. And now when I hear different story or different songs in different places, they don't affect me now. Like, it's funny, because I had a hard time going to a certain place because there was so much negative in this place, and I thought, I can't, my body just would freeze. So after talking to a therapist about it and saying about it, so now I look at it a different way when I have to go to this place, and I smile, because I don't look at it as negativity anymore, because I look at it positive, because I'm going to see my friends, I'm going to see family, it's an adventure. So I don't look at it that way anymore, so the positive is much higher than the negativity now.
So getting into that, and it's great stuff you're saying, I want to get into probably the question that men and women are looking for. And how do you answer this question is, when they consistently manipulate you and you're out of the situation and they give you the guilt and they keep giving you the lines that, you know, if you don't get back together, I'm going to hurt myself. Or how did you deal with that? Like the lies and how the manipulation, and how he probably manipulated you to stay there as long as he did. Just give me a few pointers, maybe. And
I think the biggest thing there was I felt guilty because I was a wife and mother first. So of course I was brought up that nothing is as bad as it seems. You stick it out, that's what your role is. So I think that was played on a bit and stuff. And I think he was living double life, so he was having his cake and eating it too. Like, whatever that saying is, I'm not sure what the saying is.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So
having his cake and eating it too.
Yeah. So he was living a double life, hopping in her bed, turning around, coming back to my place, playing the perfect little husband. but and filling me with lies, like the lies would scare, like when they all come out, it's scary, the lies. Like, I don't even know how he kept track of all his lies. And I think I kind of in the back of my mind knew, but I was scared to realize it. And I think I was scared to be on my own, because I've never been on my own. So that was a big step. So I think the big thing with the manipulating, it's a mind game. It's 100% mind game. It beats you down so bad. It takes so much to get back out. And I think that's what was the big trigger, because I was beaten down to being no good. Like, in my eyes, it was always my fault. I was the one that always apologized. It was my, like, I was the problem. Like, meanwhile, I wasn't the one lying of where I was. I wasn't the one lying about sleeping with another person. I wasn't lying where I was working. But I didn't realize at the time, because he was so good at manipulating me. And he would turn it around, like, so smooth on how quick he could turn things around and say, oh, you're already exaggerating. I would never be with that thing. That thing is so dirty. Oh, my goodness. And I'm like, okay, he seems real. Like, maybe I'm over exaggerating. Maybe it is me. Maybe I'm just overthinking everything, because that would be thrown in my face a lot. Oh, you're overthinking. Oh, my God, stop being so dramatized. And just constant. And I was the problem. I would have one good day and two bad days, which, when I looked at it, my two bad days were triggered by this person because of the comments he would be making. So it was a very toxic relationship. Like, it was the last 5-10 years, it was an extremely toxic relationship. And now that I look at it, I see how toxic it was.
Yeah. So we get into the narcissistic behavior. I mean, that's the whole reason why people can't get out of relationships, are beaten down so bad that they have no end game or no sight and don't think they can make it out on their own. They lose their sense of identity because they've been beaten down and their confidence is down so low that's what happens. And that's what I want to talk to your TikTok viewers and my viewers, that you can get out, you can stand on your 2 feet. It may not be easy, but in the long run, you're going to find a lot of stuff about yourself. You're going to find out how resilient you are. You're going to find out how tough you are. You're going to have a lot of adversity, but in the end of the day, you're away from this toxic person, and you're going to have a better life. And that's the whole premise of this podcast is, you know, you're never alone, and you're not going to be alone, because there's always someone there to listen somewhere down the road, right?
So true. It is so true, because I was beaten down because I didn't think I could do this on my own. I didn't think I was financially able to do this on my own. I didn't think I was able to do any of this on my own. And I have proven to myself, I have realized deep down that, you know what, I can do this. And I'm a much better person by doing this, because I'm not being beat down every day, and I'm not being manipulated, I'm not being lied to, I'm not being cheated on. I am who I am. And yes, I have crossed a lot of paths with some amazing people. And I don't know, I'm very spiritual, more so now than I have ever been. And I am actually kind of wonder, like, people come across your path for a reason. And I believe the last 4 years, there was reasons people crossed my path. Because sitting with them and talking to them and not really sharing my story with them, but just getting to know each other and stuff. So it was quite interesting to actually see who I was. And now I can look in the mirror every morning and say, you know what? I did this. I don't have a husband that's manipulating me. Blah, that's a mouthful tonight. And I don't have somebody pushing me down and blaming me for everything. Like, I was blamed for everything. Like, I didn't do this right. I didn't do that right. Oh, I was overreacting. I was being dramatized. I was just, like, constant. It was constantly negative. And it was to the point where I didn't even want to come home at night. I was actually working many jobs just so I avoided coming to the situation and dealing with this. And It was a very toxic, dangerous situation I was in. And I don't think I would be here if I was still with him. I was that's how bad the toxic was and how bad the negativity was and the lies and the cheating. Like the cheating and the lie, like the lying, it's like my lawyer looked at me and says, I cannot believe that he stands in court and lies like he does. And I'm like, this is what I've been dealing with. This is what I've been dealing for quite a while. Like, it is unreal how manipulating people can be and how much you can be pushed down to a very bad spot. Like, I was in a very, very bad spot. I was in a very black hole for a bit, and I'm pretty sure we're going to be doing a podcast on that. And it took a while to get out of that hole. And if it wasn't for good friends, I am very blessed for these good friends because they're the ones that got me out of this hole and got me back to where I was. Because I was on a road with this individual. He was manipulating me so bad that I was on the verge of taking my life.
Well, we're getting a little large on our podcast. I thank you so much for being here, sharing your story, because I think this type of story will help others. And that's the purpose of this whole podcast, is to reach out to people that are in similar situations. And there is hope out there for you. And there is people that you just got to look hard enough. And even if the friends that you sought off, and if you even asked them, hey, I need some help, I'm sure they'd be there.
Yeah, don't be scared to ask. Ask for that help.
Yeah. So this is Alan Helge, and this is Chat Club. And thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you really soon. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Chat Club podcast with your host, Alan Helge. Please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play or where you download your podcasts. Be sure to check out Chat Club podcast on Facebook and on Instagram. Remember, there is only one rule in Chat Club. Everybody talks about Chat Club. Be sure to catch our next episode.